From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report for the Divisions of Behavioral Health and Disabilities Services regarding the Hilltop Program Downsizing Initiative. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. This report is an update on the activities regarding an initiative that was included as part of the 211 budget, which was to look at the potential for downsizing Hilltop, which is really a nursing home for individuals with developmental disabilities and mental health issues. We have had a small subgroup working since the beginning of the year, which includes members from Hilltop, the administrator, and the psychiatrist, and individuals from the Disability Services Division to really kind of get a handle on an approach that we would really be able to look at making some recommendations regarding the potential downsizing. We have currently looked at the number of individuals there. We're collecting data regarding their ages, the kind of diagnosis they have, what kind of experiences they previously had in relationship to community living, and we have developed a small, a supplemental, rather, tool which really looks at issues around behaviors, looks at the kind of triggers that individuals have, look at their patterns around elopement, and we presently have three individuals from the Disability Services Division working with staff at Behavioral Health Division to do a screening assessment on the individuals that would give us some information about what kind of services individuals might need if they were to leave the Behavioral Health Division. We're also looking at the fiscal issues. We have several of the fiscal staff are looking at the types of overhead costs there, what kind of tax levy we have, as well as looking at what potential funding sources might be available to support individuals if we were to downsize Hilltop. If you will remember, the current budget has a cap on family care. And one of the resources that would have been available to fund services for individuals for Hilltop would have been family care. So that has presented some challenges. But we have most recently become aware of some additional funding called Money Follows the Person that the state has specifically for individuals who might be relocated from a facility. And we're also told that there perhaps is still an ability to have an enhanced rate if individuals that would leave a facility would move into the community. So we're going to be exploring that with the state, seeing if there is a real option for us in terms of looking at potential downsizing. I do have to just add a caveat, though, that as we've begun to look at potential options for not only Hilltop, but for Rehab Central, one of the challenges it's clearly the shared services cost and the overhead cost. And, you know, as we look in the short run, you know, it may, as we've always said, it may be more expensive, but in the long run, you know, we may see some savings that we can redeploy to put back to support individuals in the community. So this is an update, a quarterly report to let you know we're still working. We should have some fiscal information as well as some more real quantitative information about the individuals, their needs, and trying to identify if we would look at recommending perhaps redeploying resources or downsizing one unit, two units, or if we would recommend a potential closure. But certainly we are not there yet, and we feel that it's really important to get good information about the needs of the individuals, about the resources that we currently would have available to support them, and then we also will need to work with the care management organizations because, as you know, that is how the majority of folks who leave a facility are funded through family care or one of the care management resources.
I think there's only one question I have. When you talked about, because Hilltop was severe, do we have people who can take care of those individuals if you're trying to place them back into the community? And and that's a big concern. That's why they're at Hilltop.
Mm-hmm. And that clearly is a part of the analysis. There are some providers in the community, but we really need to assess what is their current capability to support individuals and where we would need to develop new additional resources to support individuals if they would move. So that is a part of the analysis that we also are doing, and that will be included in any final recommendation we would make.
Madam Chair, but even though you have those providers out there, but look at the quality of life of those individuals who go to Milwaukee County right now, even though they're severe, they try to give them the best quality of life possible versus looking at individuals and saying, okay, we can take care of them because we want the money. But then their quality of life diminishes in those individuals.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, after 20 to 25 years of experience, there generally is not one person's quality of life that has been in any way diminished by leaving an institution. In my experience, if you have the right supports and you have the right individuals that can provide not only the safety but also the supports they need for everyday living, people thrive. People really do, but it is really critical that the first steps be done, which is to assess the needs of the individuals, make sure you've got the right supports. And also, I think it is an investment financially. You have to also be mindful that in many cases, you know, for one individual, it may not be less costly, but it may be for another individual. So on an average, I think we found that it's very cost effective. And certainly in terms of a person's quality of life, I think they will tell you that people really do thrive. And if given a choice, most individuals would rather live in a community-based option than live in an institution.
Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. I'm concerned about this project. My information is that there are waiting lists for Hilltop, and not only are there waiting lists, but there are people being added to the waiting list.
For Hilltop? Now, Hilltop, again, is an institution, and you do need approval, and you have to demonstrate that it is the least restrictive environment upon admission. The Disability Services Division approves those admissions. So it is not, I can find out, but I'm sure that there's not a waiting list at this point for Hilltop. Now, we have a waiting list for family care. But, you know, I'm not under the impression that there is a waiting list to get into Hilltop. We can get back to you to make sure of that. But if there were, we would have known that, I believe.
I would appreciate that,
okay.
Madam Chair. And I have some fairly good connections with individuals that do watch reviews.
Okay. Mr. Kubitschek just indicated that there were two openings at Hilltop and there was no waiting list. So maybe it was at a point in time that there had been a request. But as I said, I was not aware that there was a waiting list. Did you
right.
want to address it at all?
No, that's true. There's no currently no waiting list, and as Director Lyday indicated, there's a rigorous screening process that goes on for any admissions to the Hilltop unit, and it has to be determined that there are no other viable alternatives in the community. So currently we have no one waiting to get in there.
I'm pleased to hear that. It for years, I mean, when folks went through the watch review process, mm-hmm. It was pretty typical that the client, if you will, would ask for an alternate placement out of Hilltop.
Right.
That was almost typical for every patient that was there. And perhaps the source that gave this information to me was not correct, but the individual indicated that it's becoming somewhat of a different approach here, if you will, with folks all of a sudden having a recommendation from the social workers and some of the parties that participate in these watch reviews to start recommending placement Hilltop, and that concerns me very much. And if that's the case, I question whether we should be having outside review rather than doing this in-house. If you'd like to respond to that.
You mean of the watch?
Of placements.
Of placements?
Absolutely. Whether we should completely eliminate staff that may be concerned about things other than patient welfare and safety.
Mm-hmm. Currently, it is separate only from the standpoint that staff in the Disability Services Division do conduct the WATS reviews on an annual basis. We had looked at one time contracting out for that review, and there were a number of guardians and parents that were very upset about that because what they thought was going to happen is a number of recommendations coming through for community placement as opposed to really looking at issues of health and safety. Because we don't only do WATS reviews for individuals at Hilltop, but we do WATS reviews for other individuals at the State Center, for anybody, as you know, that has a protective placement order. We have been looking, because I know the Department on Aging also uses a process where they contract with an outside vendor to do that. That's something that we've been looking at. But I think the staff at this point do pretty rigorous training in terms of their objectivity in that review and take it very seriously about whether that is truly the least restrictive environment. And in fact, we've seen a number of protective placement orders that have been dropped and moved to a protective service order as opposed to a placement order. So I think that's a process we continually look at and review to make sure that we are being objective and we are, working with guardians and family members. But I tell you, one of the things that we've seen most recently is where staff are believing that this is not the most restrictive, the least restrictive environment, and recommending a community placement. And a lot of times that is contested by the guardian or family member who believes that is the safety net, that is where they should be. Because I think we see a lot of people, we know of individuals living in the community, and based upon their experience, you know, they have seen another individual who's living in a community-based option and doing well as an individual who might also be residing in a facility.
We all also know that sometimes family members don't want change.
Yes.
Even though it's appropriate and the patient themselves want mm-hmm. the change. So, I mean, that's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate it if you continue to watch the waiting list issue.
We will do
I
that.
Think this is extremely important with regard to the direction we're trying to move.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I just want to say one other thing around the waiting list issue. As a result of the cap on family care, too, that is going to limit the ability to have resources available so that individuals may be seeking some alternative. And this is one of the consequences of having the cap, that we know there will be individuals that will be forced to go into nursing homes because you won't have resources available. And so your point well taken. I think that is something that we will need to watch about what happens.
Of course, there are no nursing home beds available.
That's
either.
Right. That is right.
So it's a real conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
If I could add, there's currently a weekly management of the health systems meeting that occurs at the Behavioral Health Division where all potential admissions and discharges to the Hilltop unit are reviewed, and we're looking at kind of the utilization review of that population. So the in and out of that program is very closely monitored on a weekly basis. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. Is there any further comments or questions? I would just encourage, and I know I've done this before, but I would just encourage the committee members, if you haven't attended a meeting of People First Wisconsin, and again, I'm just so impressed every time I'm in front of that group. And the last time I was in front of the group, I don't remember what the circumstances was, but I was speaking to them, and I just, off the top of my head, said, who here has been institutionalized? And 95% of the room raised their hands. and are just the most high-functioning individuals that I think I've ever met in my life. And you're talking about people who are presidents and the vice president of People First Wisconsin, and you know they've been institutionalized, which is, you know, it's just it was something to see, and it was really worth the conversation that I had with them. So I would encourage you all to do that. This is an informational item. If there's no more comments or questions,
thank you.